Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Community Corner on FM 95.7 for this fourth day of March, Friday morning. Time for a weekly visit with our Iowa State Representative, Rob Bacon, as we talk about this week in the Iowa Legislature. Rob, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Pat.
And we were just talking off air about you had a lot of bills this week, and do you remember what the top one was, I believe? It's kind of hard to say.
Well, I tell you what, it was just a great week all the way around. You know, we had, first of all, the president gave his State of the Union address, and then our governor bragged on our state nationwide and everything. I was getting emails, you know, at way to go type of thing. And, she signed two bills. The one was the tax bill that we talked about last week. She signed that into law for the 3.9 flat tax for income tax, and that was Tuesday. And then yesterday, I wasn't at the bill signing yesterday, but she signed the bill to protect girls' sports here in Iowa. So those were the two big bills that she signed that we worked on these past few weeks. This week, though, Pat, one of the bills that I'm really proud that we passed was to help our veterans. As you know, our lottery systems here, we have a part of the income from the Iowa lottery goes to help our veterans. And several years ago, when I was on the veteran committee, we voted to raise the income, the contributions from the ticket sales from $250,000 up to $500,000. And there's enough now where we can actually increase that, and this was a unanimous vote in the House this last week to increase those lottery proceeds up to $800,000 to help our veterans. Those guys were willing to lay their lives down for us, and anything we could do to help, we're going to do. So an increase of $300,000 into the veterans' trust account from our lottery proceeds this week. That was really good, I thought. So that's one thing that sticks out in my mind immediately. Let's see, what else did we do? Vaccines, again, was it yesterday? I think it was yesterday, the day before, we voted to allow what we'll call is the right to try. So a few years ago, unanimously in the House, we passed a right to try. If you were in a terminally ill situation, that you could try some medications that may not yet be FDA approved. And that passed unanimously. This year, we had a little tougher fight on the floor with it, but a right to try for various medications if a person is terminally ill and on a ventilator. And Pat, I tell you what, my wife would be dying, if I'd be dying, and we think that there would be a drug that could help save our life and everything, I'd certainly want to have the right to at least try it. And with that, then there's the doctor's not held liable, and the hospital wouldn't be held liable if the drug didn't work. So I think those were two great things that we passed this week.
Mm-hmm. And of course, next week you'll be busy rather with some more interesting items there in Des Moines.
Right. I just was going over the schedule here before you and I talked, and not a whole lot of committee meetings scheduled, which means that we'll be in caucus discussing bills and running bills on the floor. Now, next Thursday, though, Pat's going to be a good day for us. It's the day we all look forward to so that we can start thinking seriously about getting out of the Capitol and back home. And that is the REC, the Revenue Estimating Conference, is going to meet, I believe it's Thursday. It's either Wednesday or Thursday. And they're going to look at the revenue that comes in and projections for the next year. And then we will build our budget either off those projections or the ones that they gave us in this past December. And we will use the lowest projection of those two to build the budget. Now, the budget has been being built, okay, but they'll make adjustments either way if we need to.
And you'll do that in the coming weeks to decide how much that will have an impact on our state.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. The good news is our two states beside us, Minnesota and Nebraska, their revenues are up, and we are expecting the same thing to be here in Iowa. So here in the Midwest, revenues are up for the states.
That'll be promising.
Yes, it will be, and just means that we're, you know, the people, the economy is bouncing back if revenues are up.
Sure. That's what matters. So, well, that's coming up next Thursday at, 10 a.m., having that discussion there, Rob?
I think you're right. They meet early in the morning, and hopefully then we can meet Thursday afternoon and discuss their figures that they gave us.
Very good. We'll look forward to that. And anything more about how Iowa's supporting Ukraine there?
I know that there's a resolution that was being drawn up. I signed on to it. I believe everybody in the House is going to sign on supporting our efforts to the Ukraine. Now, I know that the governor passed a kind of an executive order that no Russian vodka and things like this should be sold and had it pulled off the shelf. I tell you what I wish we would do is open up our pipeline so we can get our oil prices down. Listening to the radio last night in the car, I see that Russia has attacked one of the nuclear plants.
Right.
I haven't heard anything this morning about that, Pat.
I know they had some fires on, but the fire is out from what they were reporting.
Okay, that's good news. That's good news. I'm afraid that what Russia's wanting to do is do away with these nuclear plants in Eastern Europe, and then force these places to go back to coal industry and their oil for energy. And I'm a little concerned about that. So I'll be watching that, but that's a national level there too. But anything we can do on our state side to help those people wanting freedom and democracy in the Ukraine, we need to do.
Very good. So, as I say, very busy week next week in Des Moines, and Rob, we always appreciate the time each week.
Well, thank you, Pat. Always enjoy the visit.